Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. More now about the proposed Park Ridge Dade Emergency Room and the steps ahead before construction can start. As we reported, Park Ridge Health System has announced plans to seek state approval to build an $18 million 24-hour freestanding emergency department here in Trenton. The proposed facility would include 11 treatment rooms and provide emergency care for patients of all ages. Park Ridge must first receive a certificate of need from the Georgia Department of Community Health, which could take about 120 days. The state review process is designed determine whether the new facility is needed in the community. If approved, construction on the new facility would start later this year on the vacant lot next to CVS on Highway 11. Dade County Executive Don Townsend says the county has never had a 24-hour emergency room, making the project a major step forward for local health care. Residents also say the facility would provide peace of mind by reducing the time it takes to reach emergency medical care. A Fort Payne man died in an early Sunday morning house fire. DeKalb County emergency officials say firefighters responded to a home on Godfrey Avenue. They were able to bring the fire under control quickly. Crews stayed on the scene for several hours, assisting with the investigation there. Authorities have not released the victim's identity or the cause of the fire. That remains under investigation by Fort Payne's Fire Department and the Alabama State Fire Marshal's Office. In Jackson County, a man has been sentenced to prison following a lengthy multi-agency investigation into illegal hunting and other criminal activity. Authorities say the investigation started after repeated complaints of gunfire at night. Officers eventually spotted Jacob Clinton Galloway of Section shining fields from his vehicle, leading to a high-speed pursuit. During that chase, investigators say he threw two rifles from the vehicle, which were later recovered. According to the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, Galloway pleaded guilty to numerous wildlife violations after the investigators determined he had indeed been illegally hunting at night and road hunting deer across Jackson and DeKalb counties. A subsequent investigation uncovered additional firearms, ammunition, narcotics, and 15 deer racks. And because Galloway was already a convicted felon, he was sentenced to two concurrent 15-year prison terms for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and felony attempt to elude law enforcement. He was also fined around $5,000 for the wildlife violations and forfeited all recovered firearms. The search continues for a missing Chattanooga man who was recently spotted in Marion County. CPD says 57-year-old William Bratcher was recently seen in Jasper. Authorities continue searching for him. TBI has issued a silver alert for Bratcher, who was last seen July 31st near Lee Avenue in Chattanooga. He's 5'9", weighs about 140, has gray hair and brown eyes. Investigators say he has a medical condition that may impair his ability to return home safely without assistance. If anyone sees him, you're asked to contact the Chattanooga Police, 423-698-2525, or the TBI at 1-800-TBI-FIND immediately. And the Braves are back in action tonight as they start a three-game homestand against the Miami Marlins. The Braves have won five straight, look to keep the streak alive against the Marlins. Airtime for the Ford Leadoff Show is 6 tonight with the first pitch at 7:15. We'll have it covered for you right here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your news updates. Stay up to date anytime 24/7 at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the radio. The home of the Braves, the Bulldogs and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 and AM 1420. Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.